Hello, hello. My name is Matt Goldberg, and this is episode number 4 of the podcast Reality TV Face-Off. It is currently a Saturday night, July 4th, and I've pretty much just gotten back from a socially distant vacation in Florida. But instead of relaxing, I am going to be recording a podcast because I am a little bit behind schedule, but now that I'm back, I'm sure I will catch up on that. And I'm going to be doing something a little bit different today. In the first 3 episodes, I used the website tiermaker.com, where I talked about Survivor seasons, Big Brother winners, and the challenge Iconic Eliminations. But today, I'm going to be taking a break from that website. However, I'm sure I'll see it again soon. So, for today's episode, I'm going to be recasting The Amazing Race Season 31 Reality Showdown. Although I did enjoy that season, I'm going to see if I can create a fantasy cast that I think would have made it even better. Keeping it somewhat similar to the real season, I'll be picking 5 former Amazing Race teams, 3 former Survivor teams, and 3 former Big Brother teams. But before I begin, I do have an advertisement to share, so Matt, take it away. Alright, and we are back, but before I begin, I do kind of want to talk about what the future of this podcast is going to look like. Right now, the plan is to put something up every Sunday. However, I am thinking of doing a bonus episode every Tuesday where I talk about news in the reality TV world. So that would consist of news relating to Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother, The Challenge, etc. Maybe some Bachelor in there. But that's only if I'm able to find the time to do so. Sundays are for sure, Tuesdays, maybe. I really want to do it, but I can't guarantee it. But we'll see. Something might come out this Tuesday, but I can't guarantee it. Also, before I begin, let me just talk more about what Season 31 of The Amazing Race was like. I mentioned that there were 5 former Amazing Race teams, 3 former Survivor teams, and 3 former Big Brother teams, but I feel like I didn't really explain what the concept was. The Amazing Race Season 31 was specifically titled Reality Showdown, because it consisted of reality TV show-based teams that had competed on the TV channel CBS. The Amazing Race is a CBS show, Big Brother and Survivor are CBS shows. So even though it's called Reality Showdown, the reason why shows like The Challenge, The Bachelor, the reason why they weren't represented was because it was specifically geared towards CBS reality shows. And so I'll start this off by talking about the 5 Amazing Race teams that I would have liked to see on the cast. Now, with that being said, there might be some crossover from the actual cast into this fantasy cast, and that is absolutely the case with the first team I have here, Colin and Christy, who competed on The Amazing Race Season 5, where they placed 2nd. They won 6 legs and had an average leg placement of 2.46. They were an iconic team, one of the most competitive that the race had ever seen up to that point, but they were also known for how much of a hothead Colin was, and how they would still perform so well, even though Colin and Christy would constantly be fighting.
Detour, plow, or foul? What do you think? 1,000 ducks?
The plow. Be looking, okay?
Which way?
Be looking on the bottom.
You're not even helping me look, babe.
Yes,
you're just standing around.
There's not much I can do, babe. It's underneath. It's in the plowed area. It's gonna be deep. That's why you have to really be looking in the plowed area. Do you understand? You don't.
I understand.
But I am so glad that they came back because it was such a beautiful arc to see. It had been 15 years since their first season. The Amazing Race Season 5 was on, I believe, back in 2005. And within the 15 years, I guess they really just worked on communicating more, and they came back with a cool, calm, and collected approach. And even though they didn't win as many legs their second time around, they still dominated physically, and they ended up winning the whole season. I was also happy to see them because I know that they were asked to be on season 11 of The Amazing Race, which was an All-Stars type season. And the reason that they declined was because Christy was pregnant with her first child. Now, if they had come back on season 11, I think that there wouldn't have been as much of an arc. I think that at that point in their life, they still might have acted in the same way, but with them coming back, having 15 years to kind of reflect and build their future together. It was very beautiful to see. It was a great casting choice. And so they are on my fantasy cast, despite actually appearing on that season to begin with. And then another team that was actually on season 31 that I agreed with casting, they're on my fantasy season as well, is Becca and Floyd. They were on The Amazing Race season 29, where they placed 5th, and then they came back for The Amazing Race 31, where they placed 5th as well. So, yes, season 29 and season 31, only a 2-year season gap, so you might be thinking, why would we need to see them again when they were on the show not too long ago? The reason why I love seeing them again, even though I had just seen them, is because they're such bright lights and they both have such big personalities and always kept a positive attitude.
I've been watching The Amazing Race since I was in the 5th grade, and it's always been my dream to win the race. People tell me that I'm the most positive and optimistic person that they've ever met.
Let's go.
My perfect race partner would have to be able to be positive and to enjoy this incredible experience that we're having together.
Oh, that's all the way up there.
Rock climbing is certainly most of my life at this point. I am very enthusiastic, fun-loving, goofy.
Yeehaw!
This here is the fun meter.
It's pretty much always in the red zone.
If the partner's not into the whole fun thing, what are they doing here?
On the race, there are no breaks. You're constantly going, and so a lot of teams break down and get mad at each other for the smallest things. And even though Becca and Floyd were one of the teams that actually met each other on the race, they didn't have a pre-existing relationship. They got along better than a lot of teams with pre-existing relationships. And so because of how entertaining they are and how fun they are to watch, I was really happy to see them back, and they absolutely would be on my fantasy cast of season 31. Okay, and that's it for the teams that were actually on season 31. The other 9 teams are ones that weren't on that season that I've come up with that I think could have been used on that season instead. And I'll go into the rest of the Amazing Race teams. The first one being Haley and Blair, who were on The Amazing Race 26, where they placed 3rd. They're actually another team that's similar to Becca and Floyd, because Haley and Blair were strangers that were paired together, but they were the complete opposite to Becca and Floyd. They were constantly fighting, and they just had such different personalities, and they did not mesh at all. But they placed 8th and 9th in the first 2 legs, and then after that, they were pretty consistent in every leg since. They were towards the top for every single leg. And they actually won the last 2 before the final. And according to the wiki page, Haley and Blair are friends. They're still friends, and so I'd love to see how they do on a second try. You know, maybe with the years that have passed and now that they've gotten to know each other more, they would get along better and maybe do better. Or maybe the fighting actually was what motivated them to do well, and they would fail in the sense that now they're friends, so they don't really have a reason to yell at each other. Either way, they're on my fantasy cast. Next is Nat and Kat from The Amazing Race 17, where they were the winners of that season. Team of doctors and best friends, and even though they weren't the most entertaining team, they were still really fun to watch because of their competitiveness and respectfulness towards each other.
Nat and Kat, doctors and best friends.
Oh, Kat. Being doctors, we're used to being under really stressful situations. We're used to being sleep deprived.
Kat and I have been together in the operating room at 3 a.m. for an emergency heart transplant. You have to be speedy. You have to be accurate. We actually know how to work with each other very well. I think we're a team of nerds.
And we're proud of it.
They were also record-breaking because it took 17 seasons until a first all-female team won The Amazing Race.
4 continents, 30 cities, 32,000 miles. Nat and Kat, you have made Amazing Race history as the first all-female team to win The Amazing Race. And you have won the $1 million. Congratulations.
They also hold the record for the most legs won by an all-female team in a single race at 5, but that's just about the American version of the show. I think in other versions of the show, that record has been broken. but for the American version, five legs won by an all-female team is the highest. So because of how historic their win was to the series, I feel as if it would only be right to have them come back and play again. I don't know how well they would do now that so much time has passed since their first time around. I don't even know what they look like now. They might not be in the best shape anymore, but I still think if they would be up to it, they definitely deserve a place in a future season. And the last team I'll talk about who I would put on the season that was formerly on The Amazing Race is Sharla and Myrna. They competed on two seasons previously, The Amazing Race 5, where they placed 6th, and The Amazing Race 11, All-Stars, where they placed 3rd. They're a team of cousins and another record-breaking team. Sharla is the first dwarf contestant to appear on The Amazing Race.
Sharla, you wanted to prove something to other small people in the world, and you really did that.
I just wanted to prove to the world how much I can do. And it's not easy when there's so much pointing down at you. And it's always people thinking that you can't do it, and you have to work extra hard to do it. Maybe triple as hard as regular people, because you have to do it, and you have to accomplish your dreams.
And additionally, Sharla and Myrna were the first Asian American team to participate on the race. They were outspoken, and even though they weren't the most physically dominant team, they still performed extremely well both times they played because they had a lot of heart. Another reason why I'd like to see them play is because they had an intense rivalry with the team I spoke about earlier, Colin and Christy, during their first season.
Christy was blocking the airport doors as if she has control over the whole airport.
Hey, we all want to eventually help each other.
Yeah.
So,
Charlotte,
don't beat us.
Even though they're the scum of the earth, they think they own the earth.
I have no idea what the status of the relationship between those two teams is currently like, but I still think it would be interesting to watch. You know, are they friends now, and will it be a story where they started off as rivals and now they're best friends, or would the past come into play and they would still be out to get each other? Either way, I'm sold on that idea. Sharla, Myrna, the final Amazing Race team that I would place on the fantasy cast. I do have two honorable mentions of former Amazing Race teams that I would have liked to see on season 31, the first being Brooke and Claire, runner-ups of the Amazing Race 17. Only reason why I didn't include them is because I had already included Nat and Kat, who were on the Amazing Race season 17. So that's why I didn't include Brooke and Claire. I didn't want to have two teams who made the final of that specific season. And the other team is Laura and Tyler, winners of the Amazing Race 26. The reason as to why I didn't pick them, and they're just an honorable mention, is because, similar to the Nat and Kat, Brooke and Claire thing, I casted Haley and Blair on this fantasy season, and they're from the same season as Laura and Tyler. And so, yeah, it's just about not wanting to give one team a massive advantage by having two of their former friends and allies competing on the season alongside them. And now I'll move on to teams from Big Brother. There were 6 former Big Brother players who were on The Amazing Race season 31, but I am going to talk about 6 different Big Brother players that I would have liked to see on that season instead. The first one that I'm absolutely sold on is Danielle and Dick from seasons 8 and 13. I've talked about Dick in the second episode of the podcast because he was the winner of season 8 and Danielle was the runner-up of season 8. But the reason why I'd like to see them play is not just because they were on the same 2 seasons of Big Brother, but it's because they actually have a real-life relationship.
When my dad came down the stairs, it was weird. Just a downer and really uncomfortable situation for everybody.
Danielle hasn't talked to me in 2 years. Am I that horrible of a person? You never ever want to talk to me again.
Danielle is the estranged daughter of Dick. And it was really funny to see them play together because even though they didn't have a relationship outside of Big Brother, they work together very well in Big Brother, and so I'd like to see how that translates onto the race. I don't know if after Big Brother 13 they buried the hatchet and are in good terms, but regardless, they're on the fantasy cast for season 31. And next is Cody and Derek from Big Brother 16, another winner and runner-up duo where Derek was the winner of that season and Cody was the runner-up. I don't personally think that Cody and Derek are the most interesting personalities. However, I did want to include one Big Brother duo where they really, really dominated the game from the beginning to the end, and Cody and Derek were definitely those people. And I know for sure that they're still friends, and I would just love to see how they get along on The Amazing Race instead. Because on Big Brother, they worked super well together. They both dominated in competitions, they dominated socially. So let's put that to the test in The Amazing Race and see how they do there. So Cody and Derek are being added to the fantasy cast of The Amazing Race 31. And the last Big Brother team that I would include is Josh and Paul, both from Big Brother 19, but Paul was also on Big Brother 18. This could be a controversial choice. I've even talked about Josh before in episode 2 of the podcast because Josh was a Big Brother winner. And in the podcast, I talked about how I didn't like him. But even though I didn't like him, and I also didn't really like Paul, and you know what, this might be a bit evil, but I kind of want to see them on the race just because I know for a fact there is no way they do well on the race.
Unfortunately, Josh and Liz, this ends your time here on the challenge. Josh and Amanda, you guys started off so strong. Unfortunately, this ends your time here on the challenge.
Unfortunately for you, Josh, you lost tonight's elimination round.
They are going to self-destruct. And because I don't like Josh or Paul, knowing that they'll self-destruct and just absolutely fail would bring me a lot of happiness. Yes, that sounds very evil, and it is, but it's the truth. I would love to see them on the race for the fact that I know they won't do well. And so Josh and Paul are the final team being added to the Amazing Race 31 fantasy cast. But I do have, once again, two honorable mentions, the first one being Brittany and Janelle, who were both on Big Brother 14, but Janelle was on Big Brother 6 and 7, and Brittany was on Big Brother 12. They were a team like Becca and Floyd and Colin and Christy. They were actually on Season 31, The Amazing Race. And I really love seeing them play, but I just don't feel like they made the most impact on the season, and so that's why I didn't include them in the three Big Brother teams that I picked out. But they're definitely still up there in consideration. I just don't think for the final decision, that's who I would have picked. And the second honorable mention is Dr. Will and Mike Boogie, but there's no way that this would work out. I kind of put them on there as like a joke because I think I talked about this in a podcast. You know what? I did talk about this in episode number 2. So Mike Boogie and Dr. Will, both on Big Brother 2 and 7, and they were actually asked to be on this season. But Dr. Will said no, and Mike Boogie really wanted to be on this season. And so Mike Boogie started sending threatening texts to Dr. Will, threatening his kids and his other family members. Before this situation, I would have been super happy to see them, but now that I know that Mike Boogie is that kind of person, I totally take that back. So this honorable mention for Dr. Will and Mike Boogie, we'll say that this was before the receipts came out. Now, they wouldn't be an honorable mention, but back then, yes, absolutely, I would have loved to have seen them. And last but not least, I will talk about three Survivor teams that I would have liked to see on The Amazing Race Season 31, the first of which being Aubrey and Sydney, both on Survivor Koh Rong. However, Aubrey was also on Game Changers and Edge of Extinction. Aubrey and Sydney were an interesting duo because their personalities on paper seems so, so different. Sydney is this intense bodybuilder, and Aubrey is just a very nerdy personality. But they got along and worked together really well. And I guess it's one of those things where opposites attract. And so I'd love to see how their relationship and how well they work together on Survivor translates into the world of The Amazing Race. Second team from Survivor would be Denise and Malcolm. Both were on Survivor Philippines. However, Malcolm was on Karamoan and Game Changers as well, and Denise was on Winners at War, the most recent Survivor season. This is another duo where, on paper, you wouldn't really think that they would be that close.
I just had this gut instinct about Malcolm. He's young, but he's wise. And instantly, we just clicked. And it was like, what are you feeling? Here's what I'm feeling. So
as long as my alliance with Malcolm holds true, I'm good.
In the season that they were on together, Denise in her 40s, married, Malcolm young and single in his 20s. But they dominated the season that they were on. And it's pretty much the same thing as Aubrey and Sydney. I want to see how their opposites attract type bond translates over onto The Amazing Race. And the final team has to be Earl and Yao Man from Survivor Fiji. Yao Man was also on Survivor Micronesia. They were just such an iconic duo. I don't know what it is about Survivor duos, but they are once again a duo where on paper, you maybe wouldn't think that they would have the strongest bond. Yao Man being older, Earl being younger, but just like the other Survivor duos, they ran the game in the season that they appeared together, and same reason as the other two, want to see how that bond and how their differences translate over onto The Amazing Race. And finally, I have two honorable mentions of Survivor teams that didn't make the final cut for my fantasy cast list, but I would still be interested in seeing if they have what it takes to win that season. First being Jeremy and Natalie, both who were on Survivor San Juan del Sur. Jeremy then appeared on Cambodia and Winners at War. Natalie was also on Winners at War. They just had such a great friendship. So Jeremy and Natalie competed on a blood versus water type season where Natalie had her twin sister out with her and Jeremy had his wife. Natalie's twin sister was the first one out and Jeremy's wife was the second one out. And so by default, Jeremy and Natalie really only had each other to rely on, and their friendship and bond lasted them a really long time throughout that season and also on Winners of War.
I really like Jeremy, you know, the way he fought today and the way his emotions after he had to send his wife to Exile Island showed like real, true, like a good heart, you know? So I would say if I had to choose one person as my designated twinnie, it's Jeremy.
Their friendship really benefited them in the game because they had someone that they could truly rely on. They didn't make the final cut only because Natalie has already been on The Amazing Race with her twin sister who was on the season of Survivor with her. And so I just felt like if Natalie was going to be on another season of The Amazing Race, it would make more sense if she was back on with her twin sister rather than Jeremy. And the last honorable mention, Amanda and Parvati, both of whom were on Survivor Micronesia and Survivor Heroes vs. Villains. But Amanda was also on Survivor China and Parvati was on Survivor Cook Islands and Winners at War. Two of them were the final two of Survivor Micronesia. They ran a dominant female alliance, maybe one of the most dominant in the history of Survivor. They were also in a movie together, which I feel like a lot of people don't know, but they were in a movie called Into the Blue 2 The Reef, which I've never seen, and I don't know if it did well or not. I'm gonna guess because I've never heard of it, it didn't do well, but still. I just don't know how interesting they would have been on the race, which is one of the reasons that they're an honorable mention. But regardless, I would have still been very happy to see them on the race. And so that's really all I have. This was a pretty short episode, but this was kind of a last minute thing because I have just gotten back from vacation, so I promise the next episode will definitely be longer. And right now, I'm pretty sure I'm planning on having a guest next episode, which will be very fun. First time doing that, so I'm super excited to be able to experience that. But with that being said, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that everybody out there has an amazing day. Thank you.